Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Sermon Black Friday. This is our weekly podcast. This is a couple weeks before the draft. You remember the draft, don't you? You know, hey, a couple years ago, the Raiders had three draft picks in the first round. 2 years ago, they had two. Those didn't really work out that great. But anyway, so that's another reason. Go get a stud. We know that Davante Adams is going to work out great. Again, I stand by this trade. There's no reason not to. This is all about winning a Super Bowl. So let's talk about him more. Let's always talk about him. He's going to be fun. Again, it may bite them in the butt down the road if they don't win a Super Bowl on Fields. Adams trade for the Raiders. I don't like the Adams trade for the Packers. But I like the Tyreek Hill trade for the Chiefs. And so you're like, okay, well, that's weird. If you don't like the Adams trade for the Packers, why do you like the Hill trade? Because I think Hill is going to, I think they'll be able to do other things better. And I think they're more equipped. And I this year, because we don't know if Fields is going to go, if he's going to be good. You know, the Stafford trade for the Rams was a winner. And that's what the Davante Adams trade has to be for the Raiders. They got to bring him a championship. That's the way it goes. But, again, worth it. Worth very much. Kind of slow right now. This podcast is going to go on the website on Wednesday morning. It's going to be everywhere it's available, and it's everywhere. We're available everywhere on Tuesday. So if something happens that we didn't talk about, that's the reason. But it's been pretty slow, friends. The Raiders started the off-season workout program on Monday, and that's a 2-month program, and it works from classroom, weight room, and then some running and conditioning, then on-field practice. There'll be some on-field work. There will be some on-field work right before the draft, and then there'll be a mini camp, mandatory mini camp in June, and some OTAs in May and in June as well. This, of course, isn't mandatory. But most of the players show up, and it looked like, you know, from photos and tweets, that all the major guys were there. And I did a piece on Bryan Edwards. McDaniel said, hey, maybe we put him outside a little bit. Let's check that out. But it's also be careful what you wish for, because he's really good. Really good as a slot cornerback. So If it's not fixed, don't break it, maybe, right? We talked about that a little bit on the site today. And check out Silver and Black Pride. You know, we have stuff every day, and it's original stuff. And it's me, and it's Marcus Johnson, and it's Matt Holder, and it's Ray Espiria, and they do podcasts. And we get it done. We get it done. We give you year-round Raiders coverage. Year-round. News, draft, frenzy, it all. And every day, even on the weekends. And it's free. What else we got going on? You know, I wrote last week something about the draw of Las Vegas. And, you know, and I've talked about this on this podcast and the previous podcasts I've done, is that when the Vegas thing became reality 4 or 5 years ago, and they're going to move, a lot of Raider fans were bummed, and I was very sensitive to that because a lot of these people, Bay Area Raider fans, have had to go through this twice. And Raider Nation is huge. We know that it's year-round, it's nationwide, worldwide, really. But, you know, fans, a Raider fan, if you're in Nebraska, if you're in Pittsburgh, if you're in Alaska, The move from Oakland is not going to hit as hard. It's going to be more nostalgia, but it's not going to hit as hard. But for the Bay Area Raider fans, where there's a large chunk of them, it hurt. But I told you, you know, when this gets, the sting goes away, this is going to be a very good thing for the franchise. And we're seeing it. The stadium is beautiful. The facility is beautiful. Davante Adams raved about the stadium and the facility. When he got there, nobody was raving about the stadium facility in Oakland. I know one veteran who came to the Raiders when I was covering them, I think 5-6 years ago, laughed that the showers at the Alameda facility were that of a junior high school shower, you know? And the Raiders didn't get a lot of big-time free agents. Now they're going to. And the beautiful thing is that it's such a destination for the league. The draft is going to be there. So all these guys who are going to be at the draft are going to have great memories of that weekend in Vegas. And when they're free agents down the road, they're going to remember that. Guys go to Pro Bowl every year, you know. Hey, free agents, right? That happened this year. Guys were in Vegas. They saw the stadium. They saw the facility. This is going to help the Raiders sustain being a competitive team. There's certain teams that are in position to be good, and the Raiders are going to be that in Las Vegas. That's just the way it is. And that's a great thing. And Mark Davis is going to make a lot of money. You guys may say, okay, now he can afford a decent haircut. Whatever, jokes aside, that's going to make you guys more viable because he's going to have more cash. So I think these are good things. You know, one position I want to look at in the draft that I think the Raiders might go. And, you know, it's going to be best available player, but they're going to have the needs. They have needs on the offensive line. They probably have a need for a young defensive tackle, even though they've added their free agency. But they probably need a young defensive tackle. And you know, the quarterback, they're looking at quarterbacks like crazy. That makes me think they're going to take a quarterback early, you know, early, number 86. What about tight end? Guy like Likely from Coastal Carolina. Guy like Ruckert from Ohio State. Ferguson from Wisconsin. Look at Darren Waller has 2 years left on his contract. He's going to want a big deal. We've talked about that. Foster Moreau is going into his final year. Josh McDaniel loves tight ends. If there's a tight end that he really thinks can be a baller in the third round, I can see him doing something there. I really could. You know, we talk a lot of betting on this site, and the Raiders win total is 8.5. I think that is run to the cage and make a freaking bet, because the Raiders better win more, 9 games this year, right? They won 10 last year. They've gotten better. They got 2 superstars, so they got better. So they better win 9 games. I think that's an easy bet. And, you know, sure, they have some issues here and there, but every team does. But what the Raiders did now by getting Adams and Jones is they've lengthened their top-tier players. This summer, when, you know, the NFL Network has their top 100 players, and it's lame, but whatever. Other people do it, too. We're going to see more Raiders on that list. You know, Waller's going to be on that list, and Crosby's going to be on the list, and Carr might be on the list, and Davante Adams is certainly going to be on that list. And with Adams, Waller, and Crosby, they might have 3 top 30 players or so. So now you're getting into, man, these guys can really go. And the teams with the best players win. Yeah, you got to have a little lucky. You have to have depth, and you got to stay healthy. But having really good players helps, and the Raiders are in that spot now. So that's where they are. The Las Vegas Raiders have ballers now. And there you go. There's your mid-April show. You know, I don't have to talk all day. I don't need to do that. I don't have to justify anything. So there you go. There's our show. Hope it made you a little smarter. Hope it made you smile. And if I didn't, well, we'll try again next week, right? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silverback Pride. Take it easy. Be safe. Be happy. Treat people good, would you?